This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:43, 17 till 10. Saw Yanoza in the hallway just now, and he notified me that Roberta Flack passed away. She's 88 years old, and a unique connection to WWL, in a way, New Orleans and WWL through the late Robert Mitchell. And another WWL personality, Angela Hill. I know this is true because it was on her show. Roberta Flack was there on Angela's show and told the story. They released this song, and they had a problem with it. It didn't do very well. And Bob Mitchell said, well, you got the verses wrong, and you need to rework it. I hope this is a song. I'm pretty sure it was this one that it was, and not another one of our hits. But that, yeah, it was a song, that you got to reverse the choruses. The chronology is not right. You go on here before you do that, so if you reverse it, they did, and that song became a big hit and really launched her career. And Bob Mitchell, and if you go look at the Oldie King Bob Walker's remembrances of Bob Mitchell, he did a lot for a lot of artists when he was at the Oldie Station, the WTIX, back in the heyday. So I just thought I'd pass that story along. Bob Mitchell passed a while back, and he was here at WWL after Katrina and had a lot to do with a lot of musical careers. So anyway, just thought I'd pass that along. Ollie Cosell joins us now, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm staying dry.
I hear you. Let's talk about the Pelicans, because it seemed like, and I got to tell you, man, I'm ashamed to say this, but I thought the season was over, and I realized we're just at the All-Star break. It's been a rough year for the Pels.
Yeah, look, a lot of people make that mistake, and especially if the team's been disappointing, you kind of start losing interest and don't pay much attention. And of course, there's still about, I want to say, 30% of the schedule, regular season schedule left. So 25 games left. They played 57, and you're right. Second worst.
Wait, say that again.
NBA record.
Say that
part in the league.
So, yeah. Say that again, because that's astounding to me.
So there's 25 games left, 30% of the schedule. Typically, the All-Star break does not come at the midpoint of the NBA season. It comes in like a final third or so. It's a little different than, say, probably baseball.
But that's a lot of season left, and the perception is just with the injuries and everything else and the tough season that they're having. Man, the perception's that move on to the playoffs. So I guess I should have checked the calendar as well. That would have helped. Tell me about last night's win.
Yeah, so here's an interesting thing. They made that trade with Toronto, sending Brandon Ingram up there, and received in return Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk. We thought that Bruce Brown was probably the player that we should be focusing on more, since David Griffin talked about having interest in re-signing him after this year. Kelly Olynyk still has another year. But the fact of the matter is Kelly has played a lot better than Bruce Brown, and he's showing just how important it is to rebound the ball. So in yesterday's win against the Spurs, yes, they didn't have Victor Wembanyama. Pelicans still grabbed 69 rebounds. That's 11 more than their second-best high rebounding game of the season. So it goes to show size actually does matter. And for most of this year, as people know that follow the team, they've been playing small, right? It's been Eve Missy, a rookie at center, who still has to put on a lot of strength and weight. But other than that, it hasn't been any true centers out there. And that's been a big reason why the Pelicans' defense this year has suffered, Tommy. So now that we've seen size, Willie Green's playing two bigs, oftentimes at the start of the game, Pelicans are just playing better simply because they're bigger out there and they can limit the opponents to one shot.
Tell me about Zion.
So Zion's still playing, so that's a big positive, right? This is a guy that's never finished a regular season healthy. And so I know this season, like I said, he's not going to make the playoffs yet again. The thing of the matter is he has to stay healthy and build some continuity with his teammates and show improvements in his game. So the fact that he's out there while Herb Jones, DeJounte, Murray is not, I think that bodes well for the Pelicans in terms of he's the leader, and he has to start growing into that role. He's never had a chance to, really. Right? There have been injuries. Brandon Ingram's been out there. But now it's kind of become, honestly, his team. So he's playing much better, Tommy, to where, yes, he can score at a high clip efficiently. But you love what he's doing with the passing. He's now the de facto point guard on the starting lineup. Like DeJounte Murray's hurt. They've gone bigger, so he's the starting point guard. And also the defense. You see it now every night with him. You see the player we saw at Duke where he's getting a lot of steals, a lot of blocks. Last night he had two steals, two blocks. And that's who he needs to be, right? That's how he can impact the game. He can't shoot the ball, right? Outside of basically the lane, he's not going to shoot the basketball. So he's got to affect it in other ways, and he's showing us kind of that all-around game we thought we would see right when he came out of Duke.
I'm seeing stories saying he's at his lightest since he's been a Pelican.
Yeah, it's obvious, right? If you just tune in, you look at him, he's chiseled. More chiseled than he was as a rookie, than really at, like you just said, any other time during his New Orleans career so far. And like I said, that's what bodes well. He's trying to do what he can in order to stay in the court. Everybody's always thought he's played it too heavy of a weight, and it's easy to point to that when you're always constantly getting hurt. Those soft tissue injuries, the hamstring pulls, you're getting those because, honestly, you're not in the greatest condition you can be. Now that he looks the lightest and is moving around with more energy on both sides of the court, you can tell that he's honestly needed to be at this playing weight for quite a while, but at least he's there now.
Yeah, I've seen it in golf where people play up or down to their level of competition, and it's...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems as though you could almost make a case for Zion doing the same.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly very true. And look, when you're one of the best players in the league, or at least there's a perception of that, you have to check all those boxes. And let's face it, he hasn't. Whether it is, you know, playing down the competition, whether it's not doing everything you can with conditioning, whether it's not being that leader, kind of that voice in the locker room that, you know, you were drafted to be. So now, like I said, I mean, it's taken 6 years. It's hard to believe that we're in year six of Zion Williamson, but at least it looks like he's getting there.
So he signed an extension. Take me through that.
Yeah, so this was a couple of years ago. He signed an extension with the Pelicans for 5 years. So past this year, he still is on that same contract for the next 3 years. So basically, he's tied up here in New Orleans on what's a pretty good contract, right? It's not that extravagant, $50 million, $60 million plus that you're seeing some players get nowadays, but he will be making close to $40 million next year. And look, it's worth it if he's on the court for 82 games and leading a team in the playoffs. But when he's sitting for more than half the season, obviously it's not. And that's been the problem in past years.
I get a text from somebody in all capital letters. He needs to learn how to make free throws. Is there anything, what is the NBA, what's the history of the NBA when it comes to improving players and free throw percentages? Can it be done?
It can be. There's players who always struggle with it, like, for instance, Shaquille O'Neal did. Because he was just so big, right? His hands, the basketball was like a tennis ball in his hands for like a normal person. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to shoot the ball properly when, like I said, the ball's that small in your fingers. But with Zion, he doesn't really have that problem. And we've seen at times where he really, can get on a nice streak where he makes like close to 80%. And there have been players that have shown that kind of improvement. I want to say Karl Malone came in the league. He didn't shoot the ball that well from the free throw line. But then he improved vastly, right? Became over an 80% free throw shooter. So there's instances. It's just your dedication level, right? How willing are you to put in the work and listen to coaching and advice when needed?
Yeah, you wonder if it's technique between the hands or between the ears or maybe a combination, huh?
Yeah, you know it's between the ears when you see players missing it during certain situations, which is right usually at the end of games. I've noticed that with certain players that have come through here. Brandon Ingram, his first couple of years here, he seemed to miss so many in the fourth quarter of especially close games, but he got past that. I haven't really seen that with Zion. For instance, last night, I want to say Zion missed his first four free throw attempts, then he went on to make his next five or so. Mm-hmm. So there's no real pattern with him.
It's the damnedest thing, man. Nothing changes. That's the one constant, right? That's always the same, just like bullet almost. He's at 65%, I think it is, this year from the free throw line. What's good when it comes to an NBA player, good percentage?
Well, for a guard, you want to be about 80%. For somebody like Zion Williamson, you want to be over 70. Okay. LeBron James has usually been between 70 and 80. Giannis Antetokounmpo, probably the best comparison to Zion Williamson, right? Big bully, wants to drive to the rim every time. He's the one that's languished a lot, right? He's had some up years, down years, but he's never been close to 80. He's always been either in the 60s or low 70s. So the goal for Zion is just get over 70%, right? You shoot 10 of them, you got to make 7 of them.
Tell me about injuries and next season and all of this. You hate to write the season off, but let's face it, they're not going to playoffs. Have they been mathematically eliminated?
I don't think they've actually been mathematically eliminated, right, because there's 25 games left. Mm-hmm. But it's close to it, Jordy, right?
I mean, well, if you look at the injuries, and it's easy to, you know, I know people say you can't blame it on injuries, but this team was just decimated by injuries. And I know the Saints hired this guy, this strength guy, this wellness coach or whatever. Have you heard any talk from David Griffin about maybe hiring somebody like that or something along those lines?
Well, here's the thing. We did speak with David Griffin after the trade, and he brought up himself the topic of, no, this medical staff is fine. It's not their fault for what's happened this year. And what he pointed to was the lack of soft tissue injuries. Outside of Zion's hamstring, everything's been like DeJounte Murray, broken hand, mm-hmm. the Achilles pull. These are the more what most people consider fluky injuries, right? And last year, this team had a sterling record under the same medical staff. Right? They were as healthy as they've been for some time. So they don't want to point the finger at them.
Yeah, I didn't mean the entire staff. Just, you know, maybe a little bit of improvement here or there or whatever. You think they beat the Spurs?
I always use an extra, right, good pair of hands and eyes and such. So I hope they do consider it.
It can't hurt. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate your time and your insights. Ollie Cassell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. 9:54, we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.